Welcome, and thank you for joining the PLUS Group Short-Term Disability Insurance Conference. Your host for today, Tracy O'Malley, will now begin.
Hello, everyone. This is Tracy O'Malley, and I'm the Executive Director of the PLUS Group. We'd like to thank you for taking the time today to join us for the PLUS Group DI Day Training Live Audio Conference. The topic of today's audio conference is Find a Niche with Short-Term Disability, and will be presented to you by Jill Dolan of Mutual of Omaha. Hopefully you have the presentation so that you could follow along with us. It was included along with the invitation for this audio conference. If you don't have it, you can go to our website at www.plusgroupus.com. And on the right side of the page, it says Upcoming Conferences. And below that, you'll need to click where it says Find a Niche with Short-Term Disability. It'll take you to another page, and the presentations are on the bottom of that page. It's available in either PowerPoint or PDF formats. We hope that you enjoy the presentation, and you will have an opportunity to ask questions at the end of the audio conference, so please take any notes if you will. Again, thank you, and I'm going to turn this over to Jill.
All right. Well, thank you, Tracy. Well, good morning, good afternoon to everyone, depending on what time zone you're located in. I'm Jill Dolan, and I am the Brokerage Health Sales Director for Disability Income with Mutual of Omaha. Again, I wanted to say thank you for everyone for joining the call today, and thank you to the PLUS Group as well for giving us this opportunity to discuss the DI Choice Portfolio short-term products and how you can find a niche with this very unique product. I am joined in the room by Therese Riley, the Chief Underwriter for Disability Income. So if you do have questions at the end regarding underwriting, Therese will be available to answer those questions as well. So with that, let's go ahead and get started. And I will try to remember to tell everyone the page number so you can follow along with me. I apologize in advance if I do tend to forget this from time to time. But let's go ahead and flip to page one, the agenda page, if you would join me there. So today, what we're going to cover, first of all, why sell Mutual of Omaha? Second, we'll cover the target market for our DI Choice portfolio and short-term disability products. And then we'll get into a little bit of the details of the short-term products, including our accident-only product, as well as our short-term disability product. We'll cover the short-term underwriting and how exactly that works, as well as where do these short-term products fit. You know, this is really where we're going to kind of dig into where you can find a niche with these short-term products. And then finally, we'll just touch on some of the marketing materials that are available to help you sell these products with Mutual of Omaha. Okay, if you would take a look at slide number three. Just a little bit on Mutual of Omaha as a company we'll cover here. Mutual of Omaha is a strong, stable, and secure company who just celebrated its actually 101st birthday in March of this year. So we're a company who's remained strong and who has been around for 100 plus years at this point, and we remain financially secure even in the recent unprecedented economic times. Our AM Best rating was recently reaffirmed as an A+, and our Comdex rating is currently sitting at a 96, and that's as of May 2010. So what that means for those who may not be familiar with the Comdex rating, it's basically a composite of all of the other rating companies that it's pulled together to come up with a composite percentage and rank us against other carriers. So we're more financially strong, essentially, than 96% of the carriers out there. So you can see that's just a testament to the financial strength and security of Mutual of Omaha. Also this year, we are number 408 on the Fortune 500 list. We recently rejoined that list again. So you can see that Mutual of Omaha is a strong, stable, and secure company that the members of the PLUS Group should really want to do business with, you know, because of that brand recognition, because of stability. We're a company that's going to be around to pay those claims. Okay, turn to slide four, please. Also, Mutual of Omaha has a very strong commitment to the DI marketplace. Mutual of Omaha's first policy was issued in 1909. That was the first year that we opened our doors, and that first policy was actually a disability income policy. So you can see that we have been in this market for a very long time, a lot of experience here, and we don't plan to be going anywhere in the future. And we've had no rate increases on the disability income product line in that long history of being in the business. The DI Choice portfolio, which is our product portfolio available for sale in all states, was launched in 2006 to provide a comprehensive suite of products and benefits to suit almost any sales scenario. And we'll kind of get into that a little bit more when we touch on those short-term product details. So as you can see, what we just covered here is Mutual of Omaha is a very strong, stable, secure company. We've been around a long time. We have that very strong brand recognition as well. Okay, if you would look at the next slide, slide 5, I think the number is actually covered up on that one, so I apologize for that, but the title is DI Choice Portfolio. Just a little bit on the target market of this product. Target market's going to be in that 25 to 55 years old, pretty standard for any disability income carrier. But where we really focus is in that middle income market. You know, just that good mix of middle income America is where we tend to really focus our efforts with this product. You can also call it the blue-gray collar marketplace, but I sometimes hate to say blue-gray collar because, you know, it kind of backs us into a corner there almost, where a lot of our top occupations that we are writing are kind of more in that white-collar space, but just more of that middle-income America white-collar space. So that's why I tend to use that as a focus for our target market. We also write a lot of small business owners. We do pretty well in that. You know, your typical American dream mom-and-pop shops. We do well there as in that market space as well. Okay, if you'd flip to slide 6, I wanted to show you, to give you kind of a good idea of what the mix of occupations that we're typically seeing on these short-term products, I wanted to show you the top 30 occupations on our accident-only product and then our short-term disability product. Since those products are quite different with what they cover, I wanted to show you a mix of both of those instead of putting those together. So you'll see on slide 6, for our accident-only DI coverage, the top occupation there you can see is construction. So, you know, this is your blue-collar laborers. We do pretty well there with that accident-only because that can provide some very affordable coverage in the case that your client is disabled and unable to work due to an accident. So you'll see construction is number one, farming and ranching, you know, just your general farmer there, service repair installation, a lot of auto body repair type workers there, drivers, delivery or route, you know, we see UPS drivers as well. Again, farming and ranching is, again, up there as a major OC there in the top 5. Carpenters and cabinet makers, driver again, construction again, service repair installation. So you'll see with this accident-only product, what we typically see there is it's a pretty good mix of that kind of between that 1 and 3A. So your more blue-collar type occupations are really what we see a lot of on this accident-only product because it is providing coverage for disability due to an accident, and it is a lot lower premiums since it's covering accident only. And we'll get into a little bit more of the premium structure there as we move on in the presentation. Flip to slide 7, if you would. Now, this gives us a look at the short-term disability, our short-term accident and sickness coverage, what we're seeing for top occupations there. And it's a little bit different. You'll notice that our top two occupations for the short-term disability are more white-collar workers. They're going to be those 4A OC classes, teachers. Teachers is our number one occupation in that short-term accident and sickness product. Office workers are going to be the second. Healthcare, a lot of registered nurses. At a 2A, that's going to be a nurse working in a hospital. You'll see drivers is up there as well, barbers, beauticians, office workers again, you know, your administrative assistants. Electricians are up there in that top 10 for short-term disability. Again, you'll see carpenter, cabinet makers. But again, just taking a look at that, you'll get an idea that this is a pretty good mix, again, of your middle-income America. But you can see that on this short-term disability, there's some 5As peppered in there with, you know, we've got some attorneys in there, accountants in that top 30 occupations on the short-term disability. So you can see that this product is more geared really at that middle-income America. So you're seeing it in those white-collar occupations as well as those blue-collar occupations. So just wanted to give you an idea of that mix. Okay, flip to slide 8, please. All right, now let's get a little bit into the portfolio of products. I won't go into a ton of detail because I don't want to bore you with all the ins and outs of the DI product. I think we have a good understanding of the product here, so I'll just hit some of the high points. The DI Choice portfolio, and this is on slide 8 if I didn't mention that, includes 4 products, the short-term accident only, short-term accident and sickness, long-term accident and sickness, as well as a business overhead expense policy. The products are completely customizable to fit the needs of each client. You'll see with such a diverse portfolio there, you really can tailor a plan to meet almost any need of a client that you would have out there in that target market of ours. All products are also available on one simple application, which is now a fillable PDF in most states to make that a little bit easier to fill out. Also, the accident-only product is available on a separate application. So I think it's 3 underwriting questions on that accident-only. It makes it just a very short, very simple application to fill out if you've got a client interested in that accident-only product. And I'll cover some spaces where that accident-only product really does fit well a bit later on. Okay, if you flip to slide 9. All right, a little bit of detail. We're just going to hit some of the high points on these products. The short-term accident only, it's going to pay a benefit for disability caused by an accident. Benefit periods, you see there, we go as low as a 3-month benefit period on the short-term and go all the way up to a 24-month. Elimination periods, you can get immediate coverage on this accident only. We can do a 0-day elim on accident only or go all the way up to 90 days to kind of help dial up, dial down that price. However you want it. Max base benefit on these short-term products are $5,000, and there's no SIS on this on the short-term products. It's all base coverage. And the issue ages are 18 to 61, so we do go up to that 61 age. All of our products are guaranteed renewable, so this accident only is guaranteed renewable to age 67. And if you'd flip to slide 10, we'll go ahead and touch on some of the highlights of the short-term accident and sickness program. This one's going to pay a benefit for disability caused by an accident or a sickness. Benefit periods here are the same, going down to that 3 months up to 24 months. Elimination periods, we've got some unique ones here as well. We've got a 0/7, and what that one is, it's a 0-day accident, 7-day sickness, so they can select on this product. It's the same with that 0/14. So you'll see we can go all the way down to 0-day for accident, 7-day for sickness, or up to that 90-day on the short-term disability. Max base benefit on this one, again, is $5,000. Issue ages remain the same. Renewability is a little bit different on the short-term disability. It is a GR contract to age 67. However, it is conditionally renewable up to age 75. Okay, go ahead and flip to slide 11, please. Now, this just gives you an idea. I just laid out the short-term products here as well as the base benefit. So you'll see the little check marks showing which benefits are included in each of these. You'll see on the short-term accident only, that's going to cover total disability, a partial disability, survivor benefit. It's not covering the terminal illness benefit, but the terminal illness benefit is available on the short-term disability. This one is kind of unique. I'll get into a little detail on terminal illness benefit. What this one does, it's built into the short-term accident and sickness plan, and if the insured is diagnosed with a terminal illness where they would not be expected to live past a period of 12 months, they can elect to advance 12 months of benefits in a lump sum to use however they want, whether it's to provide for some form of treatment, take the family to Disneyland, whatever they want to do with that, they have the option to advance those benefits in the case that they would be diagnosed with a terminal illness. So that's kind of a nice added, just a nice built-in benefit on that short-term disability. Recurrent disability, again, is available on both. That's recurrent disability within 6 months or unrelated within 30 days. Presumptive total is available on both. Waiver of premium is available on both. Transplant donor benefit is available on the short-term disability, and that one, if they become disabled as a result of donating an organ, we're going to pay it the same as any other sickness. And then the one I did want to touch on was the workers' compensation benefit that you'll see at the very bottom there. For those of you that might be familiar with our short-term products, previously, the short-term products really provided off-the-job type coverage only. If the client was injured at work and was receiving work comp benefits, our contract had that as an exclusion. So the Mutual of Omaha policy would not pay out any benefits if the client was receiving payment from workers' compensation. However, in March of this year, we've changed that on the contract. So this workers' compensation benefit, what this does, if the insured is injured on the job, receiving work comp benefit, and they qualify for the disability, it's going to pay a 50% benefit now instead of excluding that. So they'll be able to receive that workers' compensation as well as 50% of their individual disability at the time that they're disabled. So that's been added into the existing block and all policies future forward. There's no additional cost for that. So that's a no-cost rider that we've added on to all policies, all short-term policies. Flip to slide 12, please. Okay. The optional benefits, there are a few optional benefits on these short-term products, kind of some interesting ones that really do work well with maybe your high-deductible health plans. The first one you'll see is the hospital confinement. What this one does, it pays a daily room benefit if the insured is confined to the hospital due to an injury on the accident only or due to an injury or a sickness on the short-term disability. They can elect this in amounts of $150, $250, $350, or $500 on the application, and that daily room benefit can be assigned to the hospital or paid directly to that insured to help them meet that deductible, you know, however they want to use that. That benefit is doubled if they are confined to the ICU. So that's the hospital confinement. Again, that works pretty well with someone who maybe has a high deductible health plan. Accident medical expense rider, this one's kind of in line with that as well. The AME rider was just added to our portfolio of products in March of this year, and it's available on the accident-only product. What this does, it really does basically what the rider name says. If the insured is in an accident, sustains an injury, it's going to pay for expenses incurred in a hospital, in a doctor's office for services or supplies related to that injury. So they can add this rider on at the time of application to cover those expenses in the case of an injury, and they can purchase that in amounts of $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, or $5,000. So, you know, maybe good for your younger buyer who does have a high deductible health plan, not worried about getting sick, but think, yeah, I may end up getting hurt. This is a good rider to add on there. So that one's pretty unique. The critical illness rider is available on the short-term disability, and where this rider is available, I always quote this one. I think critical illness is almost essential to add on to disability, add on to a disability contract. You can add a critical illness rider onto our short-term disability contract for up to $25,000. So they can purchase that in $5,000, $10,000, or $15,000 amounts. It's going to pay that lump sum upon the diagnosis of the certain specified diseases or conditions and illnesses. So, you know, what's nice about this critical illness rider, if you haven't sold CI before, there's a lot of expenses that someone may incur due to being diagnosed with a critical illness, whether it's some sort of life-threatening cancer where they have to travel out of state to receive treatment. Obviously, that travel is not going to be covered. Or if it's procedures maybe that their insurance won't cover, for time off for the spouse having to take them to treatment, for hotel rooms while they travel, for home modifications for that person if that's necessary. You know, critical illness can be used for all of those things that you just don't think about in addition to those regular medical bills when one of these diseases or conditions is diagnosed. So I always suggest at least quoting that one. I think it's a very important rider to be talking about when you're talking to clients, and it's nice that you can just add it on as a rider instead of having to fill out a whole separate application for this. And I'll cover just briefly those covered illnesses and conditions. Alzheimer's, blindness, deafness, heart attack, life-threatening cancer, major organ transplant, paralysis, renal failure, or stroke. So that's a little bit on the critical illness rider. And then the last one, Mutual of Omaha does offer a return of premium rider on the short-term disability product. It's going to pay back either 50% or 80% of premiums, less claims, every 10-year anniversary renewal. It's going to pay back those premiums. So if you have the client that's afraid of the, if I don't use it, I'm going to lose it, talk to them about this return of premium rider so they can get those premiums back if they don't end up using that. Okay, so that's it for the optional benefits. Now I want to go over the underwriting. So if you turn to slide number 13. Okay, so the short-term underwriting, you'll see here on this grid, and this is available on our quick reference sheet, which is just a fantastic resource that gives a snapshot of everything included, all the benefits included, optional benefits, gives a great snapshot of our product portfolio, and then this is on the back side of that sheet, and it shows the underwriting. So you'll see that the underwriting, it shows a grid of the underwriting based on your base monthly benefit amount, the product, as well as that benefit period. So if you focus kind of on that upper left-hand corner, you'll see the short-term accident only and short-term accident and sickness. On the short-term accident only, that is going to be it'll be expressly underwritten. And what I mean by that is it's going to be a 48-hour turnaround time from the initial review of the application pending the applicant is medically standard. So you submit the application pending they're medically standard. You're going to get a response on that one within 48 hours of that initial review by our underwriters. So very simple, you know, very, very easy business, tends to get placed very quickly with that program. So utilize that express underwriting. You'll see on the short-term accident and sickness, express underwriting is also available there, up to $3,000. If you have a client wanting the short-term disability coverage between the amounts of $3,100 and $5,000, it's just going to be subject to that client profile interview additionally. So no physical data, no blood and urine, no other requirements there. It's just going to be based on that client profile interview. So you see that we've got some more simplified type options on those short-term products to make it easier to place that business. Okay. If you'd flip to slide 14, and again, we do offer direct access to the underwriters, but I would suggest that you contact your local Plus Group office for any assistance with pre-screens, questions on applications. Please do contact your Plus Group office, and I will be giving out that phone number at the end of the audio conference. Now, go ahead and please turn to slide number 15. We're going to get into a little of where do these short-term products fit. You know, this is great. Mutual of Omaha is very unique, offering an individual short-term product, but where is this a good fit? So the first point there, short-term products can cover that elimination period on a long-term disability policy. Maybe you've got someone with a 90, 180-day LTD policy, but they're looking for some more, you know, more immediate type coverage to start paying them a benefit if they're unable to work earlier than that 90, 180, 365-day elimination period. With Mutual of Omaha, you can write an accident only with a long-term disability or a short-term disability on the back end. So an example of that, you can do an accident only with a zero-day elimination period and a three-month benefit period, and then on top of that, you can piggyback let's say a short-term disability, a short-term accident and sickness with a 90-day elimination period and then maybe a 24-month benefit period. So you can provide that immediate coverage for that accident, but then that 90-day elimination period for the sickness. So it kind of gives you the option to create, you know, some different elimination periods. You'll remember back to the 07 on the short-term disability. This allows you to create like a 090, a 0180 if you want to differentiate those elimination periods and provide some of that day one coverage there. If the long-term disability is with another carrier, we can write the accident only or the short-term disability on the front end. We just will not allow longer than a 14-day overlap. So if you've got a 90-day elimination period on a long-term disability policy, you could write a short-term disability with a 14-day elim and a three-month benefit period, but we're not going to allow overlaps more than 14 days there. Again, these short-term products can provide immediate, affordable coverage. The accident-only product is a unisex product, and the rates are actually age-banded on this product. Now, I'm going to have you flip forward to slide 16, and then we're going to flip back to slide 15. But on slide 16, I just kind of wanted to give you an idea of the accident-only, some of the sample rates, so you can see just how affordable this coverage really is. And I looked at, you know, that mix of the 3A, 2A, and 1A is what I took a look at. So if you take a look at the one in the top left corner, a 3A off class with a $3,000 benefit, 6-month benefit period with a 30-day elimination period, that monthly premium is going to be about $20. And it's going to remain there until they reach age 50. It's going to go up to 23. And then age 55 and 60, $26. So you can see, you know, even in those 55, 60-year-old ages, you can provide some very, very affordable coverage for someone who thinks that the, you know, DI coverage is too expensive, I can't afford it. This might provide that option for that more affordable coverage. Let's go to the reverse side of the spectrum here and go down to the lower right-hand corner, the 1A occupation class with a $3,000 benefit, 12-month benefit period, and then a 30-day elim. It's going to be about $40 a month. $41.53 is what that's going to run between the ages of 30 and 45. At age 50, it's going to go up to 52. And ages 55 and 60, $60 a month. So you can see that this is really affordable coverage and can be really affordable even as you get into, you know, maybe your buyer's close to 50 years old, where the premiums are going to be going up quite a bit more on those accident and sickness policies. This really provides some form of affordable coverage and immediate coverage. So that's just a quick look at some of those sample rates. And we actually do have a rate card for this as well. So if you don't like using the proposal software, we do have a rate card that you can view to put together these rates really quickly as well. All right, flip back to slide 15 again, if you would. Okay, the third bullet down, another place where the short-term disability products fit, maybe you've got a client who's maxed out on long-term disability. They've got group coverage, they've got the individual buy-up, but they've got no coverage maybe during that 90-day elimination period. This is a great place to be talking about that short-term disability. And this is going to work on all, you know, this is a good place to use this on all spectrum of clients. You know, your middle-income America, but this can also be used on your highly compensated executives. You know, it's going to fit in these scenarios since, you know, we're very unique in offering an individual short-term coverage to be added on there. So that's a good place to use that as well. The fourth bullet down, if the applicant is denied for accident and sickness coverage, you know, maybe you have a case where they're not going to be able to get accident and sickness coverage due to some pre-existing health history that they've got, they may be eligible for the accident-only coverage. So definitely think about this for your clients who you've not been able to place due to some sort of health history. You know, we may still be able to offer some of that accident-only coverage to be able to provide some form of coverage for them as well. And then the last bullet down there, on the short-term products, we introduced this new S occupation class, and that was actually introduced about a year ago. And what this is, we took 19 previously uninsurable occupations and made them eligible for short-term coverage as long as workers' compensation is in place. So those 19 previously uninsurable occupations now are eligible for short-term coverage. And you can check those all out. They're listed in our product and underwriting guide and our occupation manual. So really wanted to, and the goal of this coverage, the goal of this occupation class, because this was rolled out before we added in that workers' compensation rider to pay that 50% benefit, the goal was to be able to provide off-the-job coverage for some of these more hazardous occupations. So be sure to take a look at that. You know, some of those that I'll just throw out there, policemen and firefighters in metro areas with populations greater than 200,000. That's one that I tend to get asked about a lot, and folks are surprised that we can't offer some form of coverage. So take a look at that for some of those S occupation classes and some short-term coverage. Okay, now if you would go to flip to slide 17, I have actually listed out all of these previously uninsurable occupation classes so you can see what these are. Electrical industry, overhead lines, conduits, tunnels, energy industry, farming and ranching, the firefighter here, a couple healthcare occupations, midwives, psychiatric nurses. There's the law enforcement, four new law enforcement occupations that we just added there to be eligible for that short-term coverage. Juvenile detention facility, parole, probation officers, and prison guards are now available for short-term coverage. Dock workers, household movers, a few new railroad occupations, train crew, section workers, yard workers, and then some service repair and installation, some of those more hazardous occupations there we've added in. So that gives you an idea of what occupations maybe you haven't been able to find coverage for before that we can now provide some form of coverage. Okay, now flip to slide 18, please. We'll cover this pretty quickly. This is association marketing is really a pretty unique niche with Mutual of Omaha. With our association marketing program, we can offer a 15% discount for qualifying association members that are set up through our association marketing program here at Mutual of Omaha. Again, if you have some prospective association groups, I'd encourage you to talk to your local Plus Group office about those and whether those might be a fit for Mutual of Omaha. But it's a 15% discount for those qualifying association members. Our typical eligibility requirements for association groups, they must be between a 6A and 2A off class. It must be a single occupation association, and it cannot be a healthcare association. Also, if your client qualifies for this 15% association discount, but they also meet the criteria for our self-employed discount, meaning an income of $32,000 for the past 2 years and not a healthcare occupation, they are eligible for an additional 10% benefit at claim time with as long as they qualify for those two riders. So your self-employed association members get that additional bump in benefits at claim time. So they'll get an additional 10% pending that they are still a member of that association and self-employed. At the bottom there, I gave a website. What that website does, if you go out there and enter in password as Omaha, this website allows you to do some prospecting for association groups in your area. So you can drill it down by city, state, I believe zip code. But, you know, if you want to do some prospecting for some of these association groups, you can kind of drill down to your area, maybe some of the local association groups, and then the site will tell you some information about that group, who the contact person is, how many members they've got. So this is a really great tool that I do encourage you to use. You know, go out and prospect for some of those professional associations that might be a good fit for this product. I definitely encourage you to use that website. And one thing I will caution you on, it does not provide a list of approved associations with Mutual of Omaha. This is just a database of associations. So if you come across one, you contact them, they'd be interested in the program, that's when you'll contact your local Plus Group office to see about getting that group approved for the 15% discount with us. So association marketing is a great fit with Mutual of Omaha. And one thing I forgot to mention, that 15% discount, there is no comp offset on that. Flip to slide 19, please. Just wanted to touch on this quick just so you're aware of the marketing materials that we do offer. Have several consumer-approved brochures out there, highlight sheets. We've got point-of-sale brochures. We do have some prospecting pieces that you can pre-fill with your information. We've got some great needs brochures. We just also introduced a DI Fact Finder that can help you establish the need and determine a solution in the form of a monthly benefit when actually sitting down and talking to your clients about DI. Again, contact your local Plus Group office for access to these materials. Okay, if you'd flip to slide number 20. Just wanted to finish up with, I wanted to show you a website. Don't forget to visit www.disabilityincomechoice.com for more information on the DI Choice portfolio, and free CE credits are also available out on that website. So if you do want some more information on Mutual of Omaha's DI Choice portfolio, please don't hesitate to go out there and check it out. See what we've got to offer out there on product information, prospecting, marketing, educational opportunities. Please do go check that out. Okay, flip to slide 21. And as always, for more information, please contact your local Plus Group office. You can go to www.plusgroupus.com or call 800-831-1018. Okay, well, with that, we would be more than happy to answer any questions you might have.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press the number one key. Again, if anyone has a question, please press the number one key. We have one question from Mr. Robert Dooley. Mr. Dooley, please ask your question.
My question is, do you work with the arts, people who are in ballet, dancers, or potters, painters, those kind of people? Are they eligible? And the added question, is this product available in New York?
I will answer the second question. The product is available in New York, and I will let Therese handle the occupation question. Ballet dancers, that is not something we cover. What was the other one you asked?
People who are painters, potters, those kind of people.
No, freelance. If they're self-employed, no.
Okay.
If they work for someone, yes, we could. You know, if they're a W-2 employee for someone, we could. But for freelance artists, no.
There are no more questions at this time.
Okay, everyone. Thank you, Jill and Therese. We appreciate it. If you have any additional questions, again, please contact your local Plus Group office. We have recorded this call, and once we receive the tape, we'll be hanging a copy of it on our website. And again, thank you for joining us. Our next live audio conference will be on July 21st, entitled Real Life Cases with Real Life Solutions, Part 2, presented by Peterson International Underwriters. Again, thank you, Jill, and thank you, everyone, for joining us today. Have a good day.